You're listening to Tarakki Talks.
Hello and welcome everyone. You've got me, Ahalya, keeping you company on a brand new episode of Tarakki Talks, a podcast series that we're carrying out here to talk about, you know, various investment instruments and products that may help us in our investment journey. Joining me in conversation today is someone who can give us great insight into a very relevant investment tool. I'm talking about Amar Shah, Chief Business Officer, ICICI Prudential AMC. But before I reveal any more, let's welcome him to the podcast. Hi, Amar. How are you?
Hi, Ahalya. Thank you so much. I'm fine. Thank you.
So let's get this episode of Tarakki Talks started. Amar, we're actually talking about, the Freedom SIP, right? This new structure of an SIP. And I think it's great to enlighten all our listeners who may be from different stages in their investment journey about how this Freedom SIP can actually help them, right? So exactly what is a Freedom SIP? Let's start with the basics.
Sure, Ahalya. And you know, before I get into Freedom SIP, let me first put across that, look, today I think as an investor, large section of it understands the whole concept of SIP. And you know, it's a very, very beautiful way to invest in terms of being disciplined. It's a way to accumulate wealth. It's the way to, actually, it's the right way to invest. And what we thought that, you know, is there an enhancement that, you know, we can do to a very fantastic way of investing, which is systematic investment plan. And that's how Freedom SIP was actually introduced. And it's been now 3 years we are running this concept. We are trying to take it to the investors. We are trying to popularize it. But coming back to Freedom SIP, right? I think it's nothing but a normal SIP, but it gets bundled with a SWP, and SWP is nothing but a systematic withdrawal plan. So just like SIP is a systematic investment plan, It's something where you bundle the SWP, and it's for your goal where you are accumulating money or your investments or creating wealth through systematically investing it. But the SWP auto bundled into it comes and gives you back the cash flows as and when you finish your investment phase and now you want to take back the money. So it's a bundle of SIP and SWP in short.
Okay, so that's really interesting. Would you be able to elaborate on that a little further to tell us the exact mechanics of how this investment tool works?
Okay, basically, if you look at the whole journey and the life cycle of an investor, right, there is an accumulation phase in life. And then you perhaps reach a point, maybe you are in your late 50s, 60s, 70s, and that's where you get into a very spending phase, right? That's where you want to enjoy the wealth that you have created. So how the Freedom SIP will work is that as a customer, you will come and choose a tenure of SIP. You will say that, look, I want to do a SIP. I am 40 years old and I want to do a SIP for 15 years. And so I'm going to accumulate it for the next 15 years by systematically investing. And at the end of 15 years, automatically a withdrawal phase will start. So I have my book of investment. And from there on a monthly basis, on a pre-specified date and a pre-specified amount, I'm going to get that money back into my account so that I can just enjoy my wealth or enjoy my money, and I can do whatever I want to do with that money. And, you know, there may be different needs at that point of time. So that's the whole bundling. It's a very simple automated tool to do through Freedom SIP.
All right. And, speaking of the options available, is there also an option for an SIP top up that is available through Freedom SIP?
Oh, yes. And we love the SIP top up in general also. And I think I should tell you a little bit about SIP top up while it may be a known concept, but to reiterate, it's basically in the life stage of any individual, right? As you progress, there is the possibility of income that keeps on going up, right? Mm-hmm. So SIP top up is nothing but a tool where every year as your income is growing, you also start investing more automatically. So for example, when I started with the 10,000 rupees SIP, but 1 year down the line, instead of 10, I want to invest 11. Then 1 year down the line, next year, I want to invest 12, 13, 14, so on and so forth. So it's a beautiful tool where as your income gets enhanced, you also increase your investment amount, right? So coming back to Freedom SIP, yes, it of course has a SIP top up also built in into it. And at future point, you can also build in a SWP top up, right? So even at the withdrawal phase, you can actually say that, look, as I am aging more and more, you give me back more money from my investment.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. Quite unique, actually. Haven't heard that strategy really being in place for an SIP before. Also, you know, to take that a little bit further, when we talk about scheme options, right? What Yes. are the kind of scheme options available for an investor when it comes to deciding their source and target schemes with the Freedom SIP?
So to start the SIP, you can choose any of the equity schemes. You can choose a large cap, you can choose a diversified flexi cap, multi cap, any equity scheme, or for that matter, any of the hybrid schemes also.
Okay.
At the withdrawal phase, you have a choice to move your entire accumulated wealth into a conservative hybrid product, and then from okay. there on take the withdrawals. Or you can just choose to stay in the same scheme and you say that, look, from the same scheme, let me just keep on withdrawing this on a monthly basis, right? So there is the entire universe or the entire basket of schemes of ICICI Prudential that are available on the equity as well as hybrid side.
Okay, so just to, you know, pick up on the SWP part that you spoke about just now. So what happens in the case of the source and the target scheme being the same? Can you explain that switch a little bit more?
Okay, so let me give you an example and maybe I'll talk with the example. So let's mm-hmm. say that I am an investor and I decided to invest for 15 years and I have chosen a large cap fund, which is, say, ICICI Prudential Blue Chip Fund for in this case.
Right.
So I'm going to accumulate X amount every month for next 15 years. And I may, while choosing that option, I'll say that, look, you know, after that end of 15 years, after the end of my SIP tenure, from Blue Chip Fund itself, I want to now withdraw 20,000 rupees. So every month I'll keep on getting back 20,000 rupees. That is one set of investor who says that I'm not going to change my scheme. I'm going to build into it and then I'm going to take my money back from the same scheme. I can be another conservative investor who says that let me accumulate into a diversified equity scheme. But when the payback phase happens, when the SWP phase starts, I want to convert the equity scheme into a hybrid scheme. So automatically at the end of 15 years, that money will be switched into a hybrid scheme. Let's say ICICI Prudential Balanced Advantage Fund, which is way lesser equity and, you know, it's dynamically managed, but the equity component is much lesser compared to a diversified equity scheme. So at the payback phase, I want to become conservative and I'm going to put it into a hybrid scheme. And from there, I will start taking the payback. So that's the difference okay. between continuing and moving it to. Ideally, if you're planning to move, you should move to a hybrid scheme. If you are right. planning to take the withdrawal from an equity scheme, then you might as well stay into the same scheme. Why would you want to change the scheme at all?
Okay, so that obviously means that an investor can actually choose their desired SWP amount, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there are default amounts and okay. as an investor, you have a choice to change the default. So if you don't choose anything, we have kept some default amount. So we have kept that, look, you know, if you're investing 10,000 rupees at the end of, if you take an 8-year structure or 8-year time frame, okay. then you by default, 10,000 will be the SWP. If you take a 12-year, then by default, 15,000. If you take 10-year, 12-year, so on and so forth, right? There are various, there are 7 different tenures which are default tenures, and then there are default amounts. However, you can change the amount based on your requirement.
Okay. I think it's also important to understand, Amar, you know, while we've looked at the constituents of the Freedom SIP, it's also important to understand as a tool who it's going to be beneficial for, right? Different yeah. SIPs are usually, you know, more suited to different kinds of investors. So when it comes to the Freedom SIP, why should an investor consider this particular instrument and which kind of investor is it, you know, beneficial for?
So I'll answer the last question first, that I think it's universal. In okay. fact, I would recommend every investor to choose it. The reason why I tell you, and that's what I said at the beginning, that, you know, SIPs are typically done when you are in your accumulation phase in life. And I'm sure every investor will also go into spending and enjoying my created wealth phase of life. If that is something, if that is the goal. So let me give you my example, right? Somebody like me, say I am 44 years old at this point of time. And somewhere I think that by 56, I'm going to stop working, right? And that's where my cash flows are going to stop. My salary is going to stop. I'm not going to have a source of income at that point of time. So somebody like me has done a Freedom SIP at the age of 44 for the tenure of 12 years, right? So in this next 12 years, I'm going to accumulate, I'm going to invest, and I'm going to hopefully create wealth out of it. And then when my cash flow is stopping, when my source of income is stopping, this SWP becomes the source of my cash flow to take care of my either my holiday needs, my day-to-day needs, my any other cash commitment or spend commitment that I may have. So at different phases, because you have a structure of 8 years and all the way up to 30 years, I can actually go and address even a 25-year-old customer who's building and say that you should do this for next 30 years. And the kind of wealth that you can create in a disciplined way of investing, the probability of you creating some wealth because you're investing it in a very disciplined manner for 30 years, by the time you are like 60 or 55, the money starts coming back to you through SWP, and that's when you start enjoying those cash flows to take care of your spend needs at that point of time. And hence, I would say it's applicable to everybody, including you, maybe.
Including me. Yes, and everyone listening, I think there's a huge case for this kind of intuitive and, you know, hybrid model of investing. And also just, you know, to actually be able to enjoy the returns on investment, right? I think that's a big sell for a lot of people. Thank you so much, Amar, for walking us through the intricacies of the Freedom SIP. It's really great to know that this tool exists for our taking.
Absolutely. And it's been our pleasure. As I said, it's been 3 years and we are just trying to attach a goal. And in this case, the goal is very simple. Take care of my cash flow needs on a predefined date in a predefined manner. I should say that the returns are never guaranteed. And that's a disclaimer that you will always give in a mutual fund setup. By choosing the SWP, at least you're ensuring the date and the quantum of your cash flows from the accumulated wealth that you have created by investing through Freedom SIP.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the word tarakki is very apt here in that case, because, you know, we do like to see the advancement of our disciplined investing, right? Thank you once again, Amar, for joining us on this episode of Tarakki Talks. It's been great.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine. Thank you so much.
We'll catch you on another one, folks, very soon, hopefully. But in the meantime, happy investing.
You were listening to Tarakki Talks.